Empire, the Rise and Demise of the British World Order and the Lessons for Global Power, by Neil Ferguson, read by Sean Barrett.
The old river in its broad reach rested unruffled at the decline of day, after ages of good service done to the race that peopled its banks, spread out in the tranquil dignity of a waterway leading to the uttermost ends of the earth. The tidal current runs to and fro in its unceasing service, crowded with memories of men and ships it had borne to the rest of home or to the battles of the sea. It had known and served all the men of whom the nation is proud. It had borne all the ships whose names are like jewels flashing in the night of time. It had known the ships and the men. They had sailed from Deptford, from Greenwich, from Erith. The adventurers and the settlers, king's ships and the ships of men on change, captains, admirals, the dark interlopers of the eastern trade, and the commissioned generals of East India fleets. Hunters for gold or pursuers of fame, they all had gone out on that stream, bearing the sword and often the torch, messengers of the might within the land, bearers of a spark from the sacred fire. What greatness had not floated on the ebb of that river into the mystery of an unknown earth? The dreams of men, the seed of commonwealths, the germs of empires. Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness. Introduction. Britain controls today the destinies of some 350 million alien people, unable as yet to govern themselves, and easy victims to rapine and injustice.